right, time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. And for that very purpose, she gets paid the big bucks to come in here every day and deliver this.
I do.
I'm
still waiting for that check.
we're talking about multiple dollars per punchline.
Must be one of those accrued interest kind of things, a penny per day.
Yeah, maybe it's coming. I don't know.
As soon as the government, you know, gets things sorted,
yeah,
right?
I don't think that has anything to do with it, but if you want to think that, go ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you got?
I have a joke from Walter Holt, a clean joke. Well, actually, it was semi-clean, and we cleaned it up.
Oh, you had to clean it up?
We did, but he gave us great suggestions on how to clean it up. So thank you, Walter, for sending it along. And so now it is officially clean.
Well, if he knows if we don't clean it up, it won't get on the air.
Exactly.
You know, so we got no choice.
He was smart enough to send it along and give suggestions on, you know, just making it clean.
It is a family show, after all.
Exactly. All right. A CNN journalist heard about a very old Jewish man who had been going to the Western Wall to pray twice a day, every day, for a very long, long time.
Right.
So she went to check it out. She went to the Western Wall, and there the old man was, walking slowly up to the holy site. She watched him pray, and after about 45 minutes, when he turned to leave, using a cane and moving very slowly, she approached him for her interview.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me, sir. I'm Rebecca Smith from CNN. What's your name? Morris Feinberg, he replied. Sir, how long have you been coming to the Western Wall and praying? For about 60 years. 60 years? That's amazing. What do you pray for? I pray for peace between the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims.
Right. Good luck on that one.
I pray for all the wars and all the hatred to stop. I pray for all our children to grow up safely as responsible adults and to love their fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
I pray the politicians tell us the truth and put the interests of the people ahead of their own interests.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it? She says, well, how do you feel after doing this for 60 years? He said, like I'm talking to a brick wall.
Yeah.
Another sad but true joke.
Yeah, if that wasn't so accurate, it would be really funny.
Exactly.
Wow. Hey, listen, thanks.
Thanks, Walter.
And thanks to Walter Holt.
Of course.